Thank you. 316.
It is well with my soul. Let's stand as we sing 316. Good start tonight that so many of you have already shared with us. Your thanks to the Lord for his salvation, for the weapon of praise, for what he has done, and for what he is doing. And maybe there are others that also would like to give thanks to the Lord tonight. I'm not the kind of guy that calls on people. Some people do that. That's right for them too. I don't. My way of looking at it is if you don't have a testimony, then you don't have a testimony. I want to encourage you, though. I would encourage every one of you, the timid and the shy and the bold and the brazen, everyone that maybe wants to thank the Lord tonight in a word of testimony, to take your opportunity to give thanks to the Lord for what he's done. Thank him that it is well with your soul. Thank him that he is able to keep you well in your soul. Thank him that he's able to drive away those shadows and discouragements and gloom and doom, and he's able to put his song into your soul. Amen. Thank the Lord that he's able, and it is glory then just to walk with him. And thank God that we can, as we stay or as we go from camp, we can walk with Jesus every day and find that light on our path and that glory. And so I just encourage you, take your opportunity if you have a Thanksgiving in your heart tonight to share, feel free. Shall we take our seats and sing that last stanza? And Lord, haste the day. When my faith shall be
22
Sure. Number 68 in the white book. Let's sing it together. I think that's written by Annie Flint. And you know, some of you probably do know about her. Now, again, Sister Edith would be the better one to talk about this for sure. But she was quite sick. I believe it was arthritis that she had, and she was crippled in her hands. And she couldn't even hold a pen. They had to stick it in between there so she could etch out on a piece of paper the words to this song, and she wrote it through great pain, in great trial, in great affliction, in great need. And when you think of the song that she wrote in that condition, it makes a lot of sense. And it not only makes a lot of sense, but it shows you the great grace of God, that His love has no limit, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary known unto man. And when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, and our strength fails when the day's half done, and you can't pick up a pen or hold an object, and you're in constant pain, but thank God our Father's full giving has only begun. And so no matter what the situation is, no matter what the trial you face is, why, thank God that He's there to help you through. Changing this, changing that. People come, people go. And life is sometimes quite upsetting, for young and for old. Things change, but Jesus doesn't. Nor does His grace, nor does His love. And we're thankful for that. Let's sing it together. thank you, Lord.